Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you're hearing this program during the first half of the 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time hour, well, Bob and Richard and I would love to hear from you. You can speak with us live right now at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Otherwise, use that same number and record your question or your comment. Once again, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. This month is all about emotions. We're going to talk about how to break free from negative emotions, and we all have those, don't we, guys?
Yep.
We all experience negative emotions. Sometimes they're not so bad. It's just lasts for a short period of time. Other times we can sink down into self-pity and depression and despair, and those emotions can ride with us for a very long period of time. We get stuck there, and we can't figure out how to break free. And that's what we want to talk about this month, because there is a way out. And that way out is on the road of truth. If we will get our minds on that road of truth, we'll start seeing freedom from those negative emotions. It's just as simple as that. It's as simple as that as far as an answer is concerned.
Yes.
It's a little more complicated and a little more difficult as far as execution, because there's so many different factors that go along. And I think the first and foremost thing that we need to recognize is that every single one of us goes through these downward spirals of emotional turmoil and emotional upheaval. That's just part of being human, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we have to realize that, and certainly the Bible understands that, God understands that, and that's why he says in verse 6 of chapter 4 of the book of Philippians, he says, do not be anxious about anything. Now, why would he say that? Well, because he knows our human tendency is to be anxious about things, to worry excessively over, you know, what may or may not happen tomorrow. That's just part of being a human being. It is so easy for our minds to project out into the future, to create negative scenarios. This is the way things are going to transpire over the next day, the next week, the next month. And that path that we build in our minds is a negative path. Well, our emotions don't know that, so our emotions predictably respond. And when they do, it's negative. It's something that overwhelms us. And if we let that kind of thinking go on for very long, that can lead to things like panic attacks. We just get overwhelmed. We have these overwhelming sense of helplessness. And we need to come to grips with that's just part of being human, and to realize we don't have to react negatively. We don't have to let our minds go down that negative path, which is going to create these negative emotions. But we can actually respond to the truth of God, to the truth of his word, and to relax in what he has for us. That's the way out. We're going to talk about it this month on Basic Gospel. If you have questions, if you have issues that you're dealing with, emotional issues, and you want help, this is the month to ask your questions. And you can do so by calling our toll-free line or responding to us on Facebook or YouTube. Just get those questions in. Don't let those questions go unanswered, because the Bible deals with every single emotional issue that we can face in life. This thing called depression that many people are struggling with, it's made up of a lot of ingredients, and the Bible deals with every single one of those ingredients. And we will kind of take those ingredients apart, show you what the Word of God has to say. And as you listen along with us this month, you're going to come to understand that way out, to recognize kind of the triggers that move you down a negative pathway, and to recognize some truth that can move you out of that negative pathway and on the road to freedom and liberty in Christ Jesus.
Absolutely. Well, a good opportunity right now to pose that question or introduce your topic of discussion at 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open right now, 844-322-2742. You know, friends, we all know it. Life happens, and we all experience times of conflict and pain. Often we react to these setbacks with anger, with self-pity and despair, and of course that just leads to depression. There is a way to break out of that cycle, and that's by responding to the pathway laid for us through Jesus Christ, a road paved with truth, traveled by faith, and experienced by His power. You'll find it all in a new CD by Richard Piper and Bob Christopher. It's called The Breakout. Now, kind of in line with that, today, Basic Gospel is just 60 days away from the end of our fiscal year. Looking to that June 30th date, we see that to meet our budgeted expenses for radio airtime and other very, very vital things to keep this message going out every day, we need gifts totaling $280,000. Now, that sounds like a lot, but it's nothing to God and His people. With all of us pulling together, we can meet that need. Please join with us, friends. Help reach those who need to hear with your gift this month to Basic Gospel. And with that gift, you're going to receive this important message by Richard and Bob called The Breakout. Click that prominent link at basicgospel.net to make your gift and receive your copy of The Breakout. People need to hear truth. So help us meet that need and keep the good news coming. That's basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. Well, let's listen to a call from Ryan, who left a message for us over the weekend. Of course, he's from Canada.
Yes. Hey, guys. It's Ryan from Alberta, Canada. Hanging in there. A little under the weather today. I had a question for you. I know in the book of Revelations, I believe it talks about the possibility of having someone's name blotted out of the book of life. And, you know, I've always seen that as kind of a, you know, as a negative thing, and I don't recall if it was a broadcast or maybe a question that someone else had asked or where it was asked, but I remember you guys had kind of had a different take on how it was, and I didn't know if maybe it was a, in fact, I think it was you guys said that it reassures us that our names will never be taken out, and I didn't know if maybe it was just a bad translation or perhaps just bad translation passed down. If you could just clarify that, what that's actually talking about there, and why we can have hope that our names will never be taken out according to that scripture. Really appreciate it, guys. God bless.
Well, that's a great question from Ryan. It gets down to assurance of salvation, that security that we all long for as believers in Christ. And it really kind of feeds into our topic this month. Why do we experience guilt? Why do we experience those feelings of God being millions of miles away? Sometimes it gets down to poor teaching, poor theology, poor understanding of what the Word of God has to say and what Christ has actually accomplished for us. But if we understand what Christ has actually accomplished for us, then I think these passages that Ryan is referring to, and there's several of them, I think two in the book of Revelation that deal with this, we can see that God is actually giving us the security and the assurance that we need, isn't it, Richard?
Yeah, He is. It's in the most famous one is in Revelation 3 in his message to the church in Sardis, and I'll read the particular piece. It's in verse 5. The one who conquers will be clothed thus in white garments, and I will never blot his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Well, that's pretty good news.
That's pretty good, because he says, I will never.
I will never. And that's a good translation.
Yeah.
It's an understanding issue, not a translation.
That's right. So that is spot on as far as what the Word is actually telling us, and it's a very positive statement. So if you're a believer, God is going to say to you, Jesus is going to say to you, the Holy Spirit is going to say to you that He will never blot your name out of the book of life. So once it's written in the book of life, it's there forever.
Yes.
That's an eternal record, an eternal document, and He will never blot your name out. And the reason He will never blot your name out is because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. that He who knew no sin became sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. So Christ shed his blood once for all. He exchanges his righteousness. He gives us his righteousness, which means that our sins have been forgiven forever, that we stand before God holy and righteous in his sight. That means when he inked our names in the Lamb's Book of Life, that was an eternal ink. There's no way to erase it out. There's no way to blot it out. So that's good news.
It is.
So we don't have to fear that, do we?
No. And even in this message to the church, he explains it that way. He talks about them saying, you have the reputation for being alive, but you are dead. Well, that means the people he's writing to have not had their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So if you are a conqueror, it's because your name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life and can never be taken away. Well, who is it that conquers? The one who has accepted Jesus Christ. And it's as simple as that. If we'd let the Bible explain itself instead of saying, ooh, I didn't conquer today, maybe it's not so good, leave that alone. I mean, that just causes anxiety. And then it causes depression, and then it causes despair, and away we go.
Right.
We don't need to do that.
Right. And the key here is learning this pathway. And so if you follow us on Facebook or Twitter, we've posted a chart today, and we're going to be referring to this chart all throughout this month. It's a very helpful, very practical. As you kind of understand how this chart works, you'll be able to identify yourself at any given moment at any given time. Mm-hmm. And that is so helpful, so beneficial, because once you recognize where you are, then it's easy to make some adjustments.
Yes.
And move yourself down a different path. So we hear negative teaching. It's presented in such a positive way, in a forceful way, in a charismatic way, in a persuasive way, and the folks say it with such authority that you think, and they're like, oh no, is it possible that I could lose my salvation? Is it possible that my name could be written out of the Lamb's Book of Life? And that disturbs the mind.
Yes.
And that's what anxiety is. That's a disturbance of the mind. That's what the Greek word actually means, a disturbance of the mind. And so as that bad teaching, as that bad theology starts to disturb that mind and put that mind into a topsy-turvy state, so to speak, then it starts to project forward. What is that going to look like? When's that punishment going to fall? When's that thing going to drop on me? And you live on edge. You're just expecting the worst to happen at any given moment. Well, that's why the Word of God says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things, through prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto God. And as you do, the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So this peace, that's the opposite of anxiety, that disturbance of the mind. What God is saying is that your mind can be at rest, at peace, and that becomes a guard over your heart and mind. And that's what we're all looking for. Well, where does that come from? From truth. So we need to walk down that pathway of truth. What is true? Jesus took away our sins once and for all. Jesus declared us to be righteous in his sight. Jesus gave us eternal life. And because he lives forever, he saves us completely. Yeah. As we rest in that, as we thank God for that, we're going to see that disturbance that was once happening up there in these minds of ours to start to calm down. That's exactly what we need. So rather than reacting to negative theology, let's respond to truth.
Yes.
And as we respond to truth, we're gonna see that response reflected in this attitude of thankfulness.
Absolutely. Good stuff, guys. And Ryan, hope you're listening. Hope that's a blessing to you. Friends, we can call our listener line anytime to get a question to us at Basic Gospel or to make a donation. That number, of course, 844-322-2742. Just record your question and hear your voice on the air soon on a broadcast. Again, that's 844-322-2742. We also want to invite you to join Richard Piper and Bob Christopher as they encourage you through a new CD message to break out of the negative spiral of reaction and instead begin to respond to the eternal truths of the new covenant. It's called The Breakout, and it's yours this month as you make your gift to support Basic Gospel. We need your prayers and your support to keep the good news on the air and meet that budgeted goal of $280,000 by the end of this fiscal year, June 30th, just 60 days away. And as you click the prominent link on our homepage, basicgospel.net, to make your gift this month, you'll automatically receive your copy of The Breakout. You may also make your donation by calling 844-322-2742. That, of course, 24 hours a day. Or again, basicgospel.net. Either way, a great way to support the ministry, and we'd love for you to partner with us, friends. Question from Andrew. Now, we're talking about life. He says he would like to know where and when eternal life in Jesus will be given to those who believe in him. Is it already given to them, he asks. Is that when one has believed in Jesus and has stopped being tempted by the devil and he cannot backslide? If one backslides, do you mean he does not need to repent because Jesus took away sins and paid the penalty of death? If yes, why does he use, and these are they who have continued with me in the passage Luke 22:28? That's a question from Andrew.
Well, that's an interesting question. There's all kinds of issues in that, yeah. In that particular question. First, when does eternal life begin? Well, it begins the moment that we're saved. We're born again of the Spirit of God. Christ comes to live inside of us. So we're made alive in Christ. And as we're made alive in Christ, Christ comes to live inside of us. There's a fusion of our spirit to his yes. spirit. We become one in spirit. And at that moment, we're fully alive, eternally alive. And so that's when eternal life begins. That's when our knowledge of God the Father begins. That's when our knowledge of Jesus Christ begins. And that's what eternal life is. And that's going to last forever. So there's a longevity to it.
Yes.
If you can quantify eternity. but there's more than that, a quality.
Yes.
So this new life, this eternal life, is qualitatively different than that old life, which was really death, that we were experiencing before coming to know Christ. So eternal life begins the moment you're saved. So the minute that God has made you alive and has sent his Spirit to live in you, that's when eternal life begins. So we need to start right there. That's truth. Has a lot of other questions in there. He asked about, you know, does eternal life begin when the devil stops tempting us and we can no longer backslide?
Yeah.
Well, as long as we're in the world, is that ever going to be a possibility?
No.
Is the devil going to stop tempting us?
No, he's going to try even harder, actually.
Yes, yes. So we can count on that. We have an enemy. He is a roaring lion. He seeks to devour those that he may. And how he does that is by twisting truth. See, that's his only weapon.
Yeah.
He's not that powerful. He just knows how to twist truth. He just knows how to twist it in such a way that it sounds right. And we get confused. And in that confusion, we latch on to what's not true. We latch on to lies. And in latching on to those lies, we fall into bondage. So we need to recognize that we do have the enemy, and the enemy is constantly throwing out those hooks, trying to catch us on a lie,
yeah.
and lure us away from our walk of truth in Jesus Christ. But we have the Spirit of God living in us. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. And he has the power to deliver truth into these minds of ours that will counteract all that error that's out there in the world. And that's important for us, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And what's the underlying issue in the questions that he asked is, what happens if I do something wrong? That's the definition of backsliding. I did something wrong. You know, do I have to start over again? You weren't saved by your works. You can't be lost by your works because you were born lost. That's what rebirth is about.
Right.
Jesus gives us new life, eternal life, born-again life of the Spirit. Your behavior had nothing to do with that to get it in the first place. It can't possibly take it away from you because my behavior cannot defeat what Jesus did at the cross and in his resurrection.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, we hope that's helpful.
Yeah.
So we have eternal life the moment we're saved. And well, boy, that's good news.
Yeah, it's worth admitting, however, that the Bible does talk about three kinds of eternal life. It's the what we've gotten immediately upon receiving Jesus Christ. And then there's that being saved aspect of it, where our minds are being renewed and we're being taught the things of Christ. And then there is the will be saved, which is what happens when we get new bodies at the resurrection. And it's resurrection whether you were dead first or you're still alive. It's still resurrection. And so there are those three aspects of it. But the most important one is the first one, the spiritual life that we have been given. And that's what makes the other two even thinkable, let alone absolutely guaranteed success.
Right. And that's the key word. It's the guarantee.
Yes.
So this Holy Spirit is the deposit of all that's up ahead for us. Mm-hmm. So that's the good news.
Yes.
And that's great news. So we don't have to worry about backsliding, because God is going to continue his work in us and through us to conform us into the image of Christ Jesus.
Yeah. Well, we had a question from Stephanie. She listens on KARI 550, Richmond, British Columbia. And she says, there will be an election in our provincial government, and I'm feeling very angry due to the dirty politics and campaigning. Does that sound familiar to us?
Never happens here in the U.S.
Never here in the U.S. at all.
Yeah, she goes on to say, I'm also questioning that God is working for his people when I see that the current government is being so cold-hearted in its policies to those God says we should take care of. I know that we must submit to authority, but how can I know that whatever the outcome, God is working this for the good of those who love him, and how will he take care of the vulnerable people in our province? That's from Stephanie, who listens in British Columbia.
Well, Stephanie, excellent question. And I think we need to see that God's vessel of working in this world is not government. It is the church, the body of Christ. And that's what we really need to be concerned with, is what's happening within the body of Christ. So we can look at government, and we can look at what's happening here in the United States. We can look at what's happening in Canada. We can really look at what's going on around the world. Yes. And boy, our hearts just sink because the moral decay seems to be, going faster and faster and faster. These things seem to be happening overnight, and it, as you look at it, you just get sick at your stomach.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that Jesus isn't at work. And I think we need to look to what's happening within the body of Christ, what's happening within the Church of Jesus Christ. And I think our hopes are going to be restored because God is doing his work. There's amazing things happening around the world. People are being saved. People are being rescued out of this world of darkness and placed into the kingdom of his Son. That's the good news, and we're a part of that, regardless of what's happening in government. Now, that doesn't say we just throw our hands up and say, who cares about what's happening out there? I think as we proclaim the good news of Jesus and do all of those sort of things, we're going to see that have an influence in our culture at large.
Yes.
But let's recognize that the body of Christ is God's chosen vessel to work blessing into this world. So let's gather together. Let's stir one another to love and good deeds, and leave the results of that in God's hands. And I think we'll see hope and be excited about what God is actually doing in this world through his people.
Yes, indeed. Stephanie, loved hearing from you. Thanks for writing to us. Well, friends, Richard and Bob have a new CD called The Breakout, a message to encourage you to respond to the eternal truths of the new covenant and experience thanksgiving, contentment, and love. The Breakout is yours this month with your gift to Basic Gospel to help us meet that fiscal year-end budgeted goal of $280,000. Just click the prominent link at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. That's available to you 24 hours a day. Or again, basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. See you then. Bye-bye.